This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2238. I have $1 million and I still can't afford to retire, by Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining once again here on Optimal Finance Daily. I'm here narrating for you every single day from some of the best articles on the web when it comes to money and finance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to today's post and continue optimizing your life. I have $1 million and I still can't afford to retire, by Kathleen Coxwell of newretirement.com. If you think that with $1 million in the bank, you would be on easy street when it comes to retirement, think again. According to new research from Naxos Investment Managers, more than 35% of millionaires say it will take a miracle to retire securely. In fact, millionaires are almost as likely to think that retirement is out of reach than investors overall. We hear it from new retirement users all the time. "I have $1 million, but I'm worried that my money won't last," is a common refrain. And while it may seem far-fetched and you may want to roll your eyes, it's a very real problem. It turns out the economic woes of millionaires are very similar to those experienced by more average savers, only the scale is different. It's not that millionaires can't retire, they can't maintain their quality of life. Many of the roughly 7 million millionaires in North America earn and spend more than the average household, and their savings as a percentage of their income and spending is roughly on par with everyone else, which means that they, like most other people, simply aren't saving enough to maintain their quality of life for the 20 to 30 years they'll live in retirement. Almost anyone can retire at a reasonable age. The question is, how much do you need or want to spend? The problem? Millionaires save at roughly the same percentage of their income as less wealthy households, and that's not enough. In the survey, high net worth individuals report median retirement savings of $625,000, which, while good, comes out to just 2.5 times the $250,000 median retirement savings of the overall survey population. Similarly, while an average retirement savings rate of 19.4% is impressive, it's still just under 3% higher than the overall average of 16.6%. As a result, it appears that while the numbers look good, the difference is not great enough to merit any substantial difference in sentiment about their retirement prospects. Everyone, millionaires and people who are not millionaires, need to save at a rate that's adequate for future withdrawals. Plus, a million just isn't what it used to be, especially in this economy. The problem is not just that millionaires spend more than average savers. It's also that big economic problems can have a more appreciable impact when you have a lot of money. $1 million today is literally not what it used to be. Inflation has recently taken a big bite out of what money can buy, and losses in the stock market become five or six-figure problems if you have a lot of money invested. So what to do if you're a millionaire or anyone and are facing retirement worries? Believe it or not, millionaires really are a lot like everyone else, and the solutions to their retirement savings problems aren't so different either. Number one, work a little longer. Even though millionaires plan on retiring at the relatively early age of 63, the majority, 58%, believe that they may have to work longer. Your retirement date is a powerful lever to help you achieve a secure retirement, but your time is a big trade-off for the extra money you'll get from working longer. Use the new retirement planner to assess your retirement date and look for ways to retire earlier. Number two, create a budget and consider how to reduce retirement spending. Reducing your future spending can dramatically improve your financial security in retirement, and that doesn't always need to be at the cost of what is important to you. If you create a detailed budget for retirement, you can get a better sense of where you might want to economize. Creating detailed spending projections can help you prioritize. You might not be able to afford everything, but you can probably spend on what really matters to you. Our Planner Plus Budgeter enables you to set and vary spending levels in over 75 different categories. You can also set required and optional budgets for each line item. This exercise will help you prioritize and see how you might economize to get an earlier, secure retirement. Number 3, strongly consider your home equity as a retirement asset. For many people, millionaires included, their home is their most valuable asset. Depending on your estate planning aspirations, prudently using your home equity to help fund retirement can be a good strategy. You can downsize domestically or abroad, secure a reverse mortgage, look at communal living situations, and consider home equity loans to bridge to Social Security or through downturns in the stock market. These strategies can improve your cash flow, give you an infusion of savings to spend in retirement, and have other benefits. However, remember that retaining your home equity is a good backup plan in case you encounter a major unexpected financial need, a medical event, or require long-term care in the future. Number 4, turn savings into lifetime income. If you're worried about running out of money in retirement, you may want to consider how to turn your savings into lifetime income. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to retirement income, but I have an article with 18 different retirement income strategies that you can mix and match to your advantage. And number 5, work with an advisor, but don't give away all your money to them. You've worked hard to save. $1 million is still a great achievement, and used effectively, it can likely enable a rewarding retirement. Getting help with your investments and guidance on your plan, especially with regards to retirement income, insurance options, and taxes, is a great idea. However, be wary of paying someone to manage your assets, especially if they're charging you based on assets under management, or AUM. If they're managing $1 million at a 1.5% AUM fee, that's $15,000 a year that could otherwise be used by you. You may want to consider working with a fee-only advisor instead. A fee-only advisor charges a fixed fee in exchange for advice. The cost of fee-only advice is typically a fraction of AUM, and there's typically no conflict of interest between what's in the advisor's best interest and yours, as can sometimes be the case with AUM. Will you ever have enough? There's a lot that can and will go wrong in the future, and that can make planning your retirement seem futile and frustrating, no matter how much money you have saved. It's important to anticipate potential risks to your finances. Inflation, stock market downturns, living a long life, long-term care, and more. However, plan for efficient ways to deal with those stressors instead of letting them keep you from your goal. You just listened to the post titled, "I Have $1 Million and I Still Can't Afford to Retire," by Kathleen Coxwell of NewRetirement.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I've often heard that retirement isn't an age, it's a mathematical equation. You're able to retire at the point that your investments can cover your expenses for the rest of your life at a safe withdrawal rate. And the way most of us figure out what that nest egg needs to be is by starting with our current expenses. There are plenty of calculators and simulators online, but I think a good place to start is to check out the article titled "The Shockingly Simple Math Behind Early Retirement" by Mr. Money Mustache. This was the first thing I read that convinced me that it is possible to retire on $1 million, but you'd need to get your yearly expenses down to about $40,000. Also, all retirement planning and modeling is based on a lot of assumptions. It's nearly impossible to know with 100% certainty that you will never run out of money because there's too many variables that we can't control. But what I've learned from my friends who are retired and actively drawing down on their portfolios, the key is to be flexible and to set yourself up with various tools and options to help you navigate your finances in light of an uncertain future. And that'll do it for this episode. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.